One Ash Wednesday, a little boy came home from Mass, and he said to his mom, "Mom, is it true that we are dust, and unto dust we shall return?" And the mother says, "Yes, son, that's right." And the boy says, "Mom, you better go upstairs and check under my bed. There's somebody down there either coming or going." In a few moments, we will have the ashes placed on our forehead, and you will hear the words, "Remember, man, you are dust, and to dust you will return." Those are very powerful words, even life-changing words, if we really took them to heart, to remember that we are dust. Our bodies will go back to dust, they'll decay in the earth, they'll be cremated or buried. Our bodies will go back to dust from which it came, but our soul will live forever. Our immortal soul is made in the image and likeness of God. We will live forever, ultimately in heaven or in hell. And Lent is a time to think about our mortality, how short life is, whether we're given 20 years, 60 years, 80 years, maybe some people make it to 100 years. But that, compared to eternity, is a blink of the eye. It's almost as nothing compared to eternity. So Lent is a reminder of our mortality, to focus on saving our immortal soul, to responding to God's grace, to saying yes to God's grace. So we think about the shortness of life, the immortality of the soul. We think about focusing on our eternal destiny, since we're only here on earth a short time as pilgrims. We're focusing during this Lent upon conversion, conversion of heart. And our conversion is not just a once-and-done experience. It's daily conversion of heart. Take up your cross, Jesus said, every day, and follow in my footsteps. So today we enter into a very holy season, a 40-day season of prayer, a 40-day season of penance, of trying to increase our love of God, our love of neighbor, our love for family and friends, to do what the Lord recommends in Scripture. Almsgiving, which of course is helping the needy and the poor, praying, and fasting. The Lord talks about these things as things that He expects every Christian to do. Almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. So this is a very holy season. This season is so powerful. More people will go to confession during the next 40 days than the whole other times of the year. More people will go back to church, back to the sacraments. It's a wonderful season of grace, a season of daily conversion of heart. Now, I've often thought that during Lent, not only should we give something up, but we should also do something extra. If you ever take a look at a little battery, a AA or AAA battery, you'll notice it has two sides, a positive and a negative, a little plus and a little minus. And there's that energy, that power is in that battery because of the plus and the minus, the positive and the negative. So during Lent, not only should we have some minuses, namely give up some things that we like, but we should do some pluses, do some extra things. And if we do both the additional things and try to take away some things, it can be a very powerful Lenten experience for us. And that at the end of these 40 days, when Easter comes, God willing, we'll all be closer to Christ. We'll be closer to the Lord. We'll become more like Jesus, which is the purpose of all life. So what are some practical things we can do? There's many ways to fast, many ways to offer sacrifice and do penance. I think in our society, a good thing to fast from is to try to give up some television, cut back on television. Bishop Sheen said that the best way to get rid of a bad habit is to replace it by a good habit. So, for example, if you cut back on TV, you then can replace that with spiritual reading, reading the Bible, the sacred scriptures, reading the lives of the saints, reading about your faith, the catechism. So don't just give something up, but replace it with something positive. If people give up dessert or candy or sweets, that's a wonderful thing. You can replace that with maybe eating something healthy like fruit. Maybe go take a walk every day. for half an hour. See, doing something positive. You can even do that walk to Jerusalem, something that the parish does every year, where everybody pledges to do some walking, and while you're walking, you can pray the rosary. And then everybody adds up their miles, and by the end of it, we've walked 6,000 miles from here to Jerusalem. What a wonderful way to grow spiritually, as well as to develop some good habits. Some people during Lent will give up alcohol. It's a good idea to do that, whether it be beer or wine or other kinds of drinks, because if you can't do it for 40 days, maybe you're too addicted to it. So by giving it up for a period of 40 days, that can prove that you're not overly attached to it. Many kids will give up soda, maybe in place of that, drink fruit juice or water. These little things can make a big difference, little sacrifices that we make. Giving up listening to the radio in the car, like the secular music, and in place, either listening to Christian radio. One of my favorite stations is that 91.9 of the wonderful Christian music for the whole family. That's a great thing to do when you're driving in the car. Or, instead of listening to the secular radio, just put in a cassette tape or a CD to learn more about your faith. Listen to the great speakers that we have in the church throughout the country. We have CDs in the back of church. You can listen to those. You get the Bible on CD, books on tape that can help you. So whenever you want to give up something, replace it with something positive and beneficial to your soul. Bishop Sheen said, though, that when you make a sacrifice during Lent, don't pick something that will make you miserable to live with, okay? Don't pick something that will be a sacrifice for everybody around you. For example, if you need a cup of coffee in the morning, then don't give up coffee, okay? You know, give up something else. Don't pick something that will be penitential for your spouse or for your children. But so these are some ideas of what we can give up, and then to do some extra things. One really beneficial Lenten practice is the Stations of the Cross. The Stations of the Cross. They say Our Lady was the one who invented the Stations of the Cross. These, after the Lord ascended to heaven, people would see Our Blessed Mother walk the Via Dolorosa, the way of the cross, and she would stop at each place where she met, where Jesus met his mother, or where Jesus had his face washed by Veronica, or where he fell the first time, or he fell the second time, where Simon of Cyrene helped to carry the cross. So the early Christians would see Our Lady walk the stations, and then they began to make the stations of the cross too. And when it began to be too dangerous to make the stations of the cross during the time of the religious wars, that people would then put up stations in a church, and then people could make the stations in their own church and stop and meditate upon those events in the life of Christ. So we have the stations every Friday night during Lent at 7:30, followed by confessions available. I'd also recommend, to do something positive, would be to spend time in the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel. It's brand new. It's only been open for a month or two. It's over by the office. It's open, you know, 24 hours a day, about 6 days a week. Go in there and pray. Spend time before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. What a powerful, life-changing experience it is to spend time with the Lord in Eucharistic adoration. See, that will bring you closer to God during Lent. See, these things can really transform your soul, transform your life. One thing that I've done for years during Lent, every year for the 40 days of Lent, I meditate upon the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary every day. That's been very helpful to me. I'm sure it'll be helpful to you as well. Every day, the sorrowful mysteries during Lent. Think about that, because then you can really delve into the passion and death of Christ. And lastly, I would suggest, if at all possible, try to get to daily Mass. This is our first Lent in the new church. Last year we did not get into the church for daily Mass until Holy Week, but now we're here for Lent. And try to come to daily Mass, 6:30, 9, or some of the evening Masses that we have. Try to do that. They say there's nothing that can bring us closer to the Lord than daily Mass and reception of Holy Communion. And of course, if we are going to Communion, make sure that we've gone to confession. Don't go to Communion if it's been many years that you haven't gone to confession. Go to confession first before you go to Holy Communion. If you're aware of any serious sins or if it's been a number of years, go to confession during Lent. So may this Lent be a time of grace, a season of conversion, deepening prayer, sacrifice, and truly a holy season, a penitential season that will grow in love, greater love of the Lord and greater love of others. God bless you.